The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sinn, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Micheál Martin and much of the cabinet on the move.
Yeah, not Pascal Donoghue, who says he's staying put to hit the phones and find out what's going to happen with Trump and the tariffs. Of course, he has a fairly pivotal role as a chair of the Eurozone as well. So the head of Liverpool last night, from rousing the doll to global political affairs today. There's a formal summit this morning where basically a bunch of ministers from Merrion Street and a bunch of ministers from Whitehall will sit down across a table together and come out with a statement at the end of it saying, we talked about this, that and the other, and here's the things that we agree on. But
normally the work is done in advance. They could write the statement in advance, in fact.
Yeah, this is almost, although over the years we have had a fairly unique relationship with the UK, to say the least. We tended to meet up regularly over Northern Ireland affairs, but also at EU summits and at EU meetings for individual ministers. That's all gone now because of Brexit. So it was agreed that there needed to be some sort of formal arrangement put in place to ensure that there was communication from the respective
top tables.
And
do we have an agenda?
The agenda is basically all encompassing. Everything from defence all the way down to cultural affairs. So it's whatever you want that you think is necessary, but on a cross-border basis with Northern Ireland in mind, or on just across the Irish Sea basis of, so what are the respective issues that we need to be talking about? And at the moment, obviously, energy is one of them, interconnectivity. And so a lot of issues that would normally have been trashed out at EU level, we now need to go on a one-to-one basis to the UK to get agreements on. And then if there is anything in the pipeline that there is a suspicion that civil servants on either side are kind of dragging their heels on and it needs a bit of a kick. This is the kind of event where you'd say you can get agreement between ministers on either side going, yeah, we're going to do that and progress it along.
I mean, there are lots of aspects to the cross-border relationship, north and south, because obviously immigration and a leaky border in terms of access to either Britain or access to the EU, depending on which way you're going. But then there's the other interesting announcement by Keir Starmer that armaments for Ukraine are going to be manufactured hugely in Belfast.
Yeah, and seems to be some strange reactions on our side of the Irish Sea on that. Michelle O'Neill, the Northern Ireland First Minister, saying she was kind of astonished by this. Didn't quite understand the rationale there. Micheál Martin saying, look, I don't want to see weapons being made either, but this is if people are saying they're going to ramp up defence spending, well then obviously they're going to be spending them on weaponry.
Jobs for Belfast,
yeah, is the net effect out of it. But I think the point of today's meeting is to ensure it's not all just about Northern Ireland. There are a lot of other issues of concern between our two countries, for example, immigration, for example, at the moment, defence. A handy thing that Micheál Martin gets to discuss today is how do you handle Donald Trump? Because we saw Keir Starmer, Charmer Starmer, as he's been called.
I presume that conversation happened last night over dinner.
That'd be a private one-to-one. Yeah. How do you recommend, or what little things spark him off or appease him?
And yesterday we had Mary Lou McDonald saying, well, this is what you have to say when you go. You've got to lay down the law, which would not appear to be a diplomatic approach, if that word is even appropriate, with Donald Trump.
No, and there is an issue that Micheál Martin's going to have next week. On the one hand, he needs to bring up issues around the economy, around tariffs, around trade wars. Having both his Irish and his EU hat on, he has to hope that the Americans don't have a go at us about our own corporation tax and our history there, and their basic view that we have for a long time been a tax haven for US companies to funnel money through Ireland.
But the whole business of gas, I mean, overnight, is Trump on Truth Social tweeting out, if you don't comply, you're all dead. I mean, it's almost like he was watching an old Wild West movie before he tweeted.
Yeah, you make the threats. The issue that Micheál Martin is going to have is how does he bring up these awkward issues? And the two awkward issues now are Ukraine, the Irish position on that, our view about the need for recognition, our view about the whole issue of the state of Palestine, our view about the faults on either sides and on both sides, not just being on one side, and also the issue of Ukraine and solidarity and defence therein. And on that issue, we're not in a great position to be preaching, really. We're a neutral company. We're a neutral country on the edge, on the far side of Europe, that don't really contribute at all to European defence. We're reliant upon our neighbours.
He's got two hurdles. He's going to have this famous breakfast with Vance.
Mm.
And, I mean, he might have to face a lecture from the ignoramus that is J.D. Vance.
Yeah, and that is often quite a very cordial event. It's held in the vice president's private residence. There's about 60-80 people sit down for breakfast, and there's general tour-a-lura kind of conversations at that. There doesn't tend to be any serious business done.
I mean, Vance's contention that Britain hadn't fought a war in 50 years or whatever, which was nonsense when you had in places like Basra, you had UK backing up the United States in Afghanistan, backing up the United States, doing things they didn't really have to do. And of course, the famous Blair cooperation with Bush, all the things they did for America with no gratitude from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, and going back to the UK keep talking about the special relationship. The issue there is that at least we know with Trump, he has form. We have dealt with him in the past. He's travelled to Ireland. He has specific business interests here with Trump doing big. We at least have no, there are some common topics that we can raise with him if you find yourself on tricky ground.
So we might be able to keep it tour-a-lura.
Yeah, whereas with Vance, we're not quite clear what exactly we're gonna get there. And the fact that there is a formal event with him, which, you know, has tended, I've been at that in the past, especially when Joe Biden was vice president, it was very cordial. It was a little bit of an early morning party out at what is the former Naval Observatory. So it tends to be very relaxed. But who knows? In this case, Vance might decide to go down a different route.
Now, the European
could play a good cop, bad cop here, allowing Vance to do the dirty work and then allowing Trump to do the welcoming.
Now, looking at Europe and this defence summit that's going to happen, I mean, how much can Ireland contribute to that as a neutral country and certainly a country that doesn't spend remotely enough on its own defence? I mean, what can we be saying around that table?
Yeah, tectonic plates are shifting here now. This is big adult stuff happening at EU level, where basically you have the President of France talking about sharing his nuclear umbrella with other countries, and Macron basically making a play to be kind of the modern day leader of Europe for the time that he has left in office. From an Irish perspective, all we can really do is express a bit of solidarity with our European neighbours, particularly those on the eastern border. But also, Micheál Martin will be emphasising, well, we're going to ramp up our own defence spending. We believe that it is important. But, you know, there could be awkward questions posed there. When you look at some of the things that have been happening up around the Baltic in recent times, with large Russian vessels basically dragging their anchors along the seabed in order to disrupt communications and energy connectivity.
And we are utterly vulnerable.
But yes, between Finland and the Baltic states, deliberately doing so. And we are absolutely exposed in that regard.
And it's something we'll be talking about with Colin McCann, who's written a new book called Twist. He'll be in later on. And that is to do with undersea cables. The question then of what we might have to try and bring those two aspects together, the European aspect and the American aspect, we could be going to Trump and saying, we've just given the go-ahead for an LNG floating terminal. We'll buy the gas from you guys. That'll help. Mm. And also, we're going to spend more on weaponry. We'll buy the planes from you guys.
Yeah, of course, there will come a question.
And Europe won't want us to do that.
Where are we going to buy our weaponry from? Because ultimately, we're not going to be manufacturing it ourselves. we are low on expertise in this regard as well. And so do we buy it from a fellow EU country in order to help the European economy? Do we buy it from our next door neighbours, our friends, the British, who are also manufacturing in Northern Ireland? Or do we go to the Americans? So there will, again, there will be all sorts of lobbying going on there, because the arms manufacturers won't really care how much we have to spend. We'll just be another client, and they will be using their own governments to make sure that we become their customers.
Yeah, and as I say, it could be something that Micheál Martin might try to parlay with Trump.
Yeah, and these are ongoing contracts as well. You obviously don't just buy a shipment and decide, right, that's that. That'll keep us going for the next 10 years. There tends to be ongoing issues around maintenance and upgrades. So once we get to the point of radar systems and so on.
You fall out with America and they won't give you the spare parts for the F-16s.
Yeah, that's your issue is going to be, who exactly are you going with? How are they integrated with the weaponry you're going to be following on from? Because for all the talk about, oh, we're going to be buying fighter jets, we're nowhere near Top Gun here now at this point. We need to upgrade our radar systems in the first place. We need to upgrade our navy to defend our own waters. So it could be 7 to 10 years before we're looking at fighter jets, in inverted commas. And we have to decide at this point, who are we doing business with now to ensure that we'll still be able to do business with them in 10 years? You can't really say that with the Americans at the moment.
Finally, Fionnuala, in 30 seconds, if you can, the speaking row.
It will go on. It looks like small fry compared to the big items that are going on across the globe at the moment. But the opposition are still firmly of the view, the public are on their side, and this is just a sop towards the independent, and it's just ensuring that more parish pump issues will be raised at all.
Fionnuala Sheen, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.